Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, here we are at GTA Comic-Con, the second edition, 2015. And here we are with our good friend Alfonso from Studio Comics. Interview number 10, sir.
I cannot believe that. It's wild.
Yeah.
I love it.
We met a little over 2 years ago in this very building, actually.
In this very building. Actually, I do remember the first time that I kind of see you guys on a con that was, if I'm not mistaken, that was Arcon.
Yes. Yeah, that's where we first met you.
Yeah, and then you guys were right now in the Holiday Inn, Burlington.
Yeah.
And then you guys were in the other room. And then I was kind of like just across the room from you guys.
So yeah.
And then since then, here we are, number 10.
My big memory of that day, John Ballmer was interviewing. I was just kind of standing to the side. And all of a sudden, this guy walked in and started yelling. And it was Toronto Batman.
I think that if you rewind, everybody, if you rewind to interview number one... You can hear that scream from Toronto Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Where is he? Our parents are dead. Something like that.
Yeah. Now, Lara announced there's going to be an Articon next year, actually.
Well, that is just such fantastic news.
Yeah,
that seems like it's a goal. I'm really excited to repeat the experience because Articon was one of my favorite ones. Like, it's one of the good shows. I have really good memories of the show. So, yeah, I would love to come back to the show.
Yeah, we met a lot of our friends at that one that we're still talking to today.
So. Yes. So, and you know what? It's like Lara has that magic, right? So she is fantastic on that part. And organizing the shows, that's kind of like her stuff too, right?
Yeah.
Doing this stuff for organization. And I love that. She's a great artist. Both of them.
Very cool.
Lara and Paul, both of them, they're really, really good artists. So then, I'm happy to hear about that.
Nice.
Arcon is coming back. Don't miss it, guys.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. So... last year at the GTA Con, you had the limited edition Night Spike poster, which is hanging on my wall, by the way.
Yes, that's fantastic. Yeah, that was a great initiative that we did. That number, that was a number two of the Night Spike that we put as a limited edition with a print, with a poster print. We just print about 100 of them, and then we kept it as a really, really limited edition. Right? Look at that. The screams are coming back. And there's no Toronto Batman around. So this year for GTA Con, we have another limited edition. This time around, and I'm really, really proud to say that this is the very first time that we put a sketch cover, right? Like a blank cover. It seems like there's nothing on it, but that implies even more work, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's like you have to have all the covers, like customize every single one of them. And that for me is just such exciting news. So then, we got him there.
Yeah, you've always been cool with having exclusives at all these shows, man.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure that we are branding ourselves, not just me, right, but branding Studio Comics as something that it will really support the words that we have, right? That one of the taglines of this year is the building the new generation of the Canadian comics. And in order for us to do that, we have to keep pushing. We have to be on the game. We need to keep moving and publishing books. If for some reason we just get a little bit sloppy and don't do it, don't keep publishing or the continuation of the books, we are not giving the follow-up that they require, we are going to go into a disbelief, right? And people, they don't really want to see that, right? They want to come to the show, they want to see the new book, they want to see what's for the show, and they want to have something that they are going to keep as a keepsake, as a good memory, as something that is going to make them remember the good time that they have on the show. And what is better than that, than an exclusive comic book that you can get only on the show, and you can have the chance to meet the artist and talk to him. And I mean, I'm happy just to talk to people around.
Oh, definitely. So we've never asked you about the Dark Blood.
Wow. Well, Dark Blood. It's a funny thing how like projects come along, right? And just give a little bit of like a bad story on this. Dark Blood, my good, really good and fantastic artist, Jose Luis. He is from a region on a place where they have the second, well, in Mexico they have the second place where you have real mummies on it. And this place is Guanajuato, right? He is from that region, on that area over there. So then Jose Luis is really into like all these old stories, like old monsters and creatures and recreation of the horror films and things like that. So then when I first saw the project, that was about 3 years ago, I kind of like, I don't want to say like put it aside, but it wasn't ready to be published, right? So then I kind of like waited a little, tried to study what else we can change or mix or add to the book, and then we finalized with the product that it's the actual Dark Blood. Dark Blood is the story of this priest who is left behind in, at the entrance of the church, right? When he was like a young boy, a young baby. So then the priests and the monks at the church, they kept him himself with themselves, and they grow him, teaching them the ways of God, you know, all this holy stuff and things. But along the way, they find out that he has a sickness. His sickness is to turn into a jackal. In Mexico, the jackal is known as the chacal, right? Like, here is the werewolf, right? So he turns into the jackal at night, so then he has that ability to switch from good to bad, and of course that becomes part of the story where he's fighting the good and bad at the same time. And of course, I want to say that this Dark Blood story that we've been working for quite some time now, it's our very first horror title that we have in Studio Comics, and I'm really happy. Jose Luis is just a fantastic artist, right? So then he does great artwork. He never has to stop drawing. He's one of the best, and if you have a chance to see more of his artwork, please check him out because it's fantastic, fantastic.
Cool. Now, before we go, we need to talk a little bit about the next time we're going to see you in May, the big Cambridge Comic Book Arts Festival.
Yes, well, I'm happy to know you guys are there. I'm happy to see you guys on my brochures.
Oh,
and stuff.
Wow. So thank you, sir.
Not a problem. So what I'm showing right now, Jay, it's the actual flyer, the flyer that we're going to be handing real soon, like probably for next week. And you guys are there as part of the feature activities that you're going to have. We're going to have also Darren, Emon, Joan, Tolly, Julie, Faulkner, Paul, McKellar, Sabrina Scalani. We have Christopher Chamberlain, Fred Hall, John Bulmer, Matthew Smuts, Aaron Dupis, and Robert Stubbs, and Vince Thompson. And of course, we'll have a few cosplayers, and of course, you guys will be there as part of the coverage in the media, right? So then I'm happy to see that coming along. It has been a lot of work to know that Cambridge is finally opening the doors to have this type of show. And remember, this is not a Comic Con. The show that we're putting together in Cambridge, it's not a Comic Con. It's an arts festival, an actual comics arts festival, where we're trying to put the comic book as a part of the artistic media, like make sure that we display the artists as they are.
No, that's great. My daughter is kind of becoming a little artist, and she's looking forward to this.
Very good. So then this is a great chance for people from all ages to make sure that they get in touch with the artists, like learn, maybe get some tips, learn a little bit of how the artists do their job, how the artists come with inspiration, what is the techniques that they use to complete a book. I mean, you have that chance, and this is the opportunity, right? So then it's not on a bigger scale, it's on a moderate scale, but then we're really proud to see this show growing. This is our third year, and we're so fascinated and happy about this.
Oh, that's cool. All right, sir. Well, as always, it's been a pleasure, and looking forward to interview number 11 next time.
Well, and please don't forget to keep listening. Wait. We got to kick.
Oh, thank you, sir. Have a great rest of your con today.
Oh, yeah. You guys, too. I'll see you later.
Looking for a new comic book reading experience? Found it! Studio Comics. Led by Alfonso Espinoz, Studio Comics has a variety of talented artists and writers bringing tales of crystal skulls, circus freaks, and misunderstood superheroes. Check out their website at studiocomics.com. That's studio, C-O-M-I-X.com. And you can purchase their comics at better comic book shops near you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.